The Guardian.
The number of teenagers violently killed this year has led to grave concerns about a knife-carrying culture amongst young people. The charity Safety Box is going into schools and trying to tell young people that there is an alternative to protecting themselves without carrying a weapon. I went to see Safety Box in action at St. Joseph's College in Croydon, South London.
It's not a matter of just picking up the gun to feel bad or equipping yourself with a knife so that you have credibility on the street. It takes lives, because when you're in a state of conflict, let's have a bit of conflict now.
What are you looking at?
Here we go. Right, what happens next? A knife might come out, right? Because the person is shouting and I want to get authority over that person. And so the knife, which you've equipped yourself just to protect yourself, or just so you feel bad, comes out, that's the first thing that comes out, but you don't really want to use it. How many people in this classroom would want to stab somebody? Nobody. How many people would not want to stab somebody? Really? So you don't really want to do it.
Safety Box use a combination of tuition in the classroom and practical tuition on self-defense techniques to show young people how to avoid conflict or how to protect themselves when put in a position when they are forced to do so. Nathaniel Peat started Safety Box after a family friend, Kyan Prince, was murdered. Kyan, a keen footballer, played for Queen's Park Rangers youth team and was just 15 years old when he was stabbed to death in 2006. Nathaniel, what's the philosophy behind Safety Box?
The philosophy behind the Safety Box is to raise aspirations in young people so that they maximise their potential as far as achieving and also communicating with each other, becoming better citizens and aspiring to change their lives around and to focus on the highest form of achievement. And the philosophy of the programme is all about aspiring to inspire before they expire.
What results do you see when you work with these young people?
It's great results. I mean, when we start at week one and we ask a question, what do you want to be when you grow up? And we have a number of the kids saying, oh, I want to be a bad man, I want to be this. And then by week 10 or week 12, they're talking about things like today, even in today's session, someone came to me and said he wants to be a flight engineer. And when you see turnarounds like that from bad boy to, you know, these high earning professions, it's really great and it's a good thing to see. And then for the ones which don't have any career goals or aims, it's great to see that they want to now begin to learn and want to communicate better with each other. And this is a great thing to view when we're doing the programs from the beginning to the end. The response of the young people is really good.
Who are you targeting? Are you targeting potential perpetrators of violence or victims, or is that indistinguishable these days?
Okay, basically, this is a general program which is targeting all groups. It's a youth problem. The young people that we're doing in today's session are not necessarily involved in warfare or gang fights, but they are influenced by those people who are. It's covering challenging behavior. It's covering low self-esteem and low confidence, because with those type of kids, they're easily led into gangs. Why? They're led into it based on the fact that they want to themselves feel protected, because they might be seen or viewed to be a victim of bullying by more challenging students or young people. And so as to protect themselves, they get themselves involved in a gang. Or as to prevent themselves being bullied, they get themselves involved in a gang. And as a consequence of that, the influences in the gang are negative and they end up in the wrong path, you know, where they're antisocial and they might end up in remand facilities or even prison.
And some of what you talk to them about is quite shocking. You show them pictures of sort of knife, gun wounds. You talk to them about prison in, you know, quite blunt terms. Do you think that's necessary to get the message through?
I think it's very, very necessary for them to understand the consequences of their actions. A lot of young people don't realise the realities of prison. They think that it's a place where they can go and they're fed every day and they can even watch television because they've got, they're trying to get the European laws in the prisons now where they have televisions, but they don't know they've got to pay for it. They don't know they have to earn the right for that in prison. They don't know the harsh realities of prison, that you're bullied in prison, that rapes take place in prison. And so by showing them that, by opening their eyes to see what the potential dangers are of going down that path and allowing these influences to affect them so much so whereby they may end up in prison, by showing them the harsh realities of it, it's used as a deterrent to prevent them from going down the wrong path. In addition to that, we also show them images of people that have been shot or even stabbed or slashed. These graphic images are hopefully the images that will stay in their mind if they think about picking up a knife. And that's the reasons for it. It's because it's a harsh shot. They need to be shocked into it to prevent them. We've got to get into the minds. If you can get into the mind of a young person, then you're able to change the way they're going to react. And that's what this is all based on. It's about changing the mind. It's all about prevention. It's all about stopping it before it happens, as opposed to plastering over it and locking them up or locking them away. We can change these young people's way of thinking. We can teach them mediation techniques and conflict management. We can teach them how to resolve incidents when they're escalating. We can show them defensive tactics against knives so that they don't feel the need then to pick up a knife for protection, because they know how to protect themselves through defense tactics that they've learned. That's what the safety box is about. It's about inspiring them to achieve, getting into their minds, changing the mindset so that it doesn't lead them into a life of crime.
So normally, how do you know someone's going to attack, guys? Eye contact, normally they might be looking down maybe.
Eamon Connolly is the head teacher at St. Joseph's College.
The main reason we invited Safety Box into the school is not only that they've got a good reputation themselves, but we feel that they can empathise with the children within our school and in the community. We also feel that the members who deliver the programme are respected by the boys. And after one or two sessions with the team, we found that the boys themselves would go out and talk about their experiences. And it was almost like a cascade effect that they were respected. They respected the people that we're talking to, and therefore they would agree with their ideas and pass it on to other students.
And so is it something you'd recommend for other schools?
I think this is an excellent idea for all schools, not necessarily those schools that you would think in areas of inner London, but outside London as well. I think these people actually could explain to others some of the difficulties that students face within their lives. And often it's by knowledge of this we understand the situation that these students are in. So I think this should be rolled out not just within inner city areas, but throughout the country.
And some of what they say is pretty, you know, shocking. One of the guys was an ex-gang member talking about his experience in prison. But you think it's important that young men are alerted to this kind of information?
I think the great example that this group give is that they do not sensationalise these activities that they were in the past. They actually say to the children, this is where I have been and this is the journey that I've taken to where I am now. And it gives a child the reality that, you know, I've got somebody in front of me who actually knows how I feel sometimes, has been in an area where there are difficulties, has been in an area where to join a gang is part of the culture of the area where you survive. And it shows them how you can break away from that and how you can seek advice from those people who put you on a different path. So I don't think it's shocking at all. And I think we underestimate, to be honest, what the children themselves have experienced in their own lives.
Reactionary distance. So, if I'm close to him, it means that he can attack. If you allow him to get close, which is what most of you do.
James, so what did you think of the sessions run by Safety Box?
The sessions are useful because people aren't really protected with the outside world. Like, I caught on to it good. The moves were good because they were protective. I think a lot more people should learn it, and it was a good course to take.
And do you feel more confident having done this course?
I do actually feel a lot more confident, although I do karate and other hobbies like that. So, but that has actually made me a lot more confident, and a lot more people should seek courses like that.
And do you think it was powerful to hear about what, you know, what it's like to be stabbed and what it's like to be in prison?
It's something you wouldn't want to do it. You really wouldn't want to do it. It's bad. You can die within a matter of seconds. Just stay out of the way of it. Don't get involved with anything.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.